1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Spago's, which was a very famous restaurant, Spago's in Hollywood, the restaurant that quickly became the watering hole of choice to Hollywood's brightest stars. This was a big restaurant on the Sunset Strip. It's closing at the end of March. The restaurant, which also made a star out of its chef and owner, Wolfgang Puck. Maybe you know the name. Maybe you've had one of his pizzas. Maybe you've had some of his frozen entrees, Wolfgang Puck. It was an immediate hit with the film industry. Actors and dealmakers arrived in droves to be seen dining on the edge of the Sunset Strip. And it was right there, that little elevated restaurant above, across from Tower Record. And, well, it's closing, and the restaurant has seen its reputation eclipsed in recent years by Puck's newer and trendier Spago's in Beverly Hills. And with us is Roland Schwinn. Roland is a feature writer for Wine and Brie Monthly, and he joins us from just in front of Lowry's on La Cienega. Roland, how are you?
Very good, Phil.
And what is new over there?
Nothing really right now. I just saw Liz Taylor go inside, and we'll see what else happens. But we're right out in front of Lowry's here.
The Lowry's prime rib, right?
Wonderful restaurant. Elizabeth Taylor just went inside, and we just seen Jim Carrey go inside. So I don't know if there is a
big thing happening there tonight.
I don't know if there's anything going on here, but we'll keep an eye out.
Okay, we brought you on the show to talk about the closing of this major Hollywood restaurant, Spago's. Is it like closing Studio 54?
Well, you know, Phil, I'm not really sure why you asked me on your program. Because it is a restaurant. Spago's was a restaurant that the average person didn't go into. Spago's was a very special place. It was a place where the deal makers went. It was a place where a lot of Hollywood's elite went to relax and to make a deal and to be seen. But
you are okay.
My question is, why am I on your program? Because
we wanted you to talk about the. Are you saying it's not relatable?
Well, I think the challenge really is to talk to your audience about Spago's in Hollywood, where Hollywood's elite met. It's almost like having to teach a new language. Do you hear me, Phil? Because there's a truck going by out here.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
It's like teaching a new language. You know, I somehow have to communicate to the people who listen to your show what it was like to go to Spago's in its heyday.
So I've got a lot of working class people who listen to me, but I'm sure that in their own way they'd like to be a fly on the wall.
Well, if you could imagine eating gold, that's how good the food was. Imagine if you could drink the nectar of heaven. When Wolfgang Puck got it going, there was no one who could beat him. Emeril Lagasse, I'm sure your listeners know who he is.
On the Food Network.
That's right. Wolfgang Puck, and I've heard it said that Emeril Lagasse was Wolfgang Puck's jail bitch. I wouldn't go that far. But I would say, forgive me, but I'm usually not this dose, but as I said, I'm looking for ways to explain to your...
Why are you having a hard time explaining this to my audience?
I'm sorry, Phil?
Why are you having a hard time explaining to my audience the significance of Spago's?
Well, because the people who listen to your show most probably have never been there, and most probably haven't been anywhere like it.
And because of its exclusivity.
Because of its exclusivity, because it's where movie stars went. When you go to the movies, let me explain, if I can, Phil, to your audience, who went to Spago's. Do you know when you go into a movie theater and you look up on the big screen?
Yeah.
And you see the people that are up there?
Yeah.
Those are movie stars, and those people go into Spago's.
The people on the big screen. In other words, the people that are in movies.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, I know when I go into a movie theater and I look up on...
The big white, you know, the...
Yeah, the screen.
Yes. And the people that move around on it.
Yes.
Those are the people that go to Spago's. You and the people that listen to your show, you're not up on that. You're down in the seats.
Yes.
Right. You don't get... So in other words, that's the difference. And it's so very difficult to try and really impart to an audience what it was like to be at Spago's, to listen to the deals being made. Dustin Hoffman one night talking about Did he want to do Dick Tracy with Warren Beatty? Another night, Jack Nicholson, Squire Inyon, some lovely young girl. Each evening, a new, almost a new Christmas present to open up. And listening and sitting at the bar, and maybe a Warren Beatty would walk over and ask me how I'm doing. Another evening, I would be scribbling furiously into my notepad, and Julie Andrews would come in and want to know what I'd be writing about. These are the people, and this is the atmosphere. Do you understand what I'm saying? Charlton Heston borrowed my lighter once. And your listeners...
Well, why can't my listeners go into a place like Spago's? Don't answer that. Well, Phil, don't answer. I want to give the number, 1-800-449-8686. Well, I can't go in now because it's closing, although there is the one in Beverly Hills.
Well, they're not going to get into that one either. You know, so...
All right, well, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is Roland Schwinn. He's a writer for Wine and Brie Monthly, which is a food magazine, and he also covers the entertainment of the restaurant beat for Wine and Brie Monthly, talking about the significance of Spago's. But you're having a hard time communicating this to my audience because you say they're not going to, nobody, you know, that they're never going to be there.
I'm not saying they're never going to be there. I'm saying it's very unlikely that anyone who listens to your show is going to even get in. Now, the chances are slim you'll get in anyway, and let me just say this, Phil.
Well, what it's so full of...
The reservations, the tables are already taken. Let me make this announcement to your listeners, and so they won't be disappointed. They don't serve grilled cheese sandwiches there, and they don't, you know... What do you want me to say?
I don't know that if anybody went to Spago's, they're going to be looking for a grilled cheese sandwich, all right?
Well, they just don't have the food that you and your listeners would eat. And so I would make the announcement that for all of you listening right now to the Phil Hendry Show, they don't have Orange Bang and Beanie Weenies there. And that's all I could say to you.
Well, you know what? I don't drink Orange Bang and Beanie, and I don't eat Beanie Weenies, but it sounds to me like it's a kind of a haughty crowd and no place that that I'd want to be.
You're absolutely right. And without those items, your audience is not going to be interested in going to Spago's.
Well, what about if they wanted to go and just see the movie stars?
Well, there's not much chance, really, Phil, because Wolfgang kept security pretty tight. The chance of one of your listeners getting in to see to stare at a celebrity would be pretty slim. They can go down to the car lot and go to the gas station and see you at one of your broadcasts, but Spago's is a little bit different. When you go into Spago's, it's important to know, as insignificant as it seems, to know which fork to use and which spoon to use. Do you see what I'm saying? So you and your listeners blunder in, and you're using a knife to eat peas and a spoon, you know, for your steak.
I doubt very much if I'm going to...
But you know what I'm saying about your listeners.
No, I don't. I doubt very much that I am going to go into Spago's, which, what, Beverly Hills? I can't get in there anyway, right?
No, it'd be very unlikely.
And I'm going to start eating peas with a knife and cutting up my steak with a spoon, okay?
Perhaps not you, but what I am saying to you, Phil, is it's a special place, and it's filled with special people. And I don't know why I'm talking to your audience about a place that they'll never see the inside of.
Well, they're not going to see the inside of it now because it's closed. And what's the reason why it closed? Obviously, it wasn't that good.
No, it's just that Spago's in Beverly Hills has obviously become a much more popular place to go.
Well, the one in Beverly Hills looks absolutely beautiful from the outside, and I guess you're right, I'll never get in there, but I can drive by and look at all the heavyweights getting out of their cars.
Oh, it's wonderful star watching. Don't get me wrong. It's wonderful to sit on a bus bench across the street with your shopping from the day.
Uh-huh.
Sit on the bus bench across the street with a little box of Milk Duds and your shopping, and then you can walk down to the public parking garage and get your car out. But, you know, you can't go on the sidewalk with them.
I can't walk on the... All right. 1-800-449-8686. Charlie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling to react to the name dropper you're talking to.
I'm a name dropper, sir. I've been in the restaurant, though.
Oh, you've been in the restaurant?
Yes, sir.
Well, and you've lent people lighters.
I've had conversations with Charlton Heston, yes.
Ooh. Well, that makes you special.
I'm sorry that you haven't.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sorry
me too.
You didn't get to. You didn't get to. I got to. You didn't.
Well, I can watch him just like you can on TV.
You can watch him on TV, yes. That's where you and your friends do that.
And
I go into the restaurant. I talk to them.
and what is
well,
it
wait a minute. What does that mean? What does that mean? Him and his friends.
I'm talking about you, Phil, and your listeners. You watch Charlton Heston on television. I go in and sit down in the restaurant with him. You see, well, it's true, Charlie, and but not at Spago Hollow. That's closed at the end of March.
Let me ask you this: how do you get into the restaurant?
I mean, well, because I happen to write for a major magazine.
Uh-huh. And you go into the front door or the back door?
I go through the front door, of course.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. And you're invited into these places?
If you ever come to Los Angeles, we'll see what we can do.
And then you can tell everybody that you lent Charlie your lighter.
No, because Charlie won't be able to get in. When I said, when I said we'll see what we can do, I was talking about the bus bench across the street.
Okay, guys. All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show here. We got Roland Schwinn out in front of Lowry's on La Cienega right now, and we're talking about the closing of Spago's and the fact that you are, you know, you say that the people who are listening to my show right now would never be able to get into Spago's, and the fact that
what I'm trying to say to you, Phil, is I don't know why I'm on your show right now when I couldn't possibly explain to people who would never have an opportunity to get into that restaurant what it was like. When I went into Spago's, I would visit the kitchen, I'd say hello to Wolfsey, or as common folk know him as Wolfgang Puck. And
you call him Wolfsey?
Well, it's a name that the people who know him call him by. And the people who listen to your show and the people who are out there, they call him Wolfgang Puck. That's what they know him as. They don't know him by his nickname. And they'd embarrass themselves. They would walk into the restaurant, hello, Mr. Puck. And the next thing you know, everyone's staring at them. That's what we're trying to avoid. And so, again, I'm at a loss as to why you'd have me standing out here on La Cienega tonight talking about what the significance of Spago's to an audience of people that don't understand, you know.
Well, I will tell you, I went into Spago's.
You did? When?
I went in on a Sunday night.
Well, you can get in on Sunday. No one's there.
Well, when I got there on a Sunday night, I went in. Yeah, okay, well, no one's there, and you're right, no one was there. And I went into Spago's, and I had the food, and they were very nice people. And
well, there weren't any stars there, not on a Sunday night. I'm talking about the real time to be Friday night, Saturday night, Jack Nicholson, Lauren Hutton, all of the heavies.
All right, and I was there on a Sunday night.
Yeah, and then you went across the street, I guess, to the O Bar and sucked some oxygen, right?
Yes, we did.
Fun. That's what little people do. And I'm not calling you little, Phil. I'm having fun with you, but that's what people do on a Sunday night on the strip.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Julie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes. Hello, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been listening to you for quite a long time, and I enjoy your show very much. And the gentleman that's speaking right now is wrong. Anyone can go to Spago's when it was open if they had enough money to pay.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, having enough money to pay.
And I doubt very much
if the people who listen to Phil's show have it.
Okay, we got a really bad car phone there. We're going to get rid of that. Here is Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
First I want to say this, guy, that you're very haughty and you're a snob.
No, I'm trying to give you the idea. Why should I let you get your hopes up?
Well, I personally don't want to eat at Spago, all
well,
right?
Well, you don't now want to eat there because you know you probably wouldn't be able to get in.
Now, let's be clear about something. We're talking about Spago Hollywood. Are you saying the same thing as Spago's of Beverly Hills?
I would say that any Spago restaurant where the entertainment elite meets, the chances of you and this gentleman what is your name, sir?
Bill.
It's Phil?
No, his name is Bill.
Bill.
I'm Phil.
All right. The chances of either one of you gentlemen getting into Spago's of Beverly Hills is very, very slim.
Oh, very, very slim.
Well, it's not going to happen.
I listen to you. Why are you insulting all these people? First of all, I don't like grilled cheese.
Why am I insulting you? Why do you consider it an insult when I tell you the truth?
Well, I don't know if you're telling the truth. I don't even want to eat at Spago.
I'm giving you the cold, hard fact.
You're being so haughty.
Why would you want to eat there?
Such a snob.
They don't have stacked pork sandwiches. They don't have grilled cheese.
What do you eat, Bill? Do you eat stacked pork sandwiches?
No, I like none of the above, actually.
Well, what do you eat?
I like lobster and filet.
Filet of what?
Mignon.
Mignon?
Yeah, can you spell it?
Can you?
Yeah.
How?
Okay. Now, what's
how do you know? Wait. How do you spell it, Roland?
Mignon is spelled M-I-N-Y-O-N.
Oh, that's very
good.
No,
it's not spelled that way.
Oh, bull
crap.
It's not spelled that way.
Well, you're not going to get any jalapeno peppers at Spago's if that's what you guys are jonesing for.
Okay, Bill, thank you for your call. This is Shirley on the Phil Hendry Show. Shirley, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I have to say that this person that is an expert in food...
I'm a food critic for Wine and Brie Week Monthly.
Okay. Well, I have to say that I find it rather offensive that you would even put yourself in this position criticizing people that you don't know. And as far as Spago's is concerned, it is a public restaurant. I have eaten at Spago's at least 25 times.
Technically, yes, it is.
And on Friday nights, on Saturday nights, during the week.
You
and
were able
I,
to get in?
Yes, with no problem.
Is this Shirley Jones?
No, it's not
Who
Shirley
is this?
Jones.
Who is this?
My name is Shirley, and I am not
somebody from... You are an actress, though. No, you are
No,
an
I am not.
There's no way you get into Spago's unless you're an actress.
Well, you're
wait a
calling
minute.
Me
wait,
a liar,
wait, wait,
and I know where
minute.
I've eaten,
Shirley,
and I know
you...
how many times I've eaten there.
Well, you work in the entertainment business.
If
you got in on a Friday night, you work in the entertainment business.
Wait a minute. Shirley, this is Phil Hendry. You do not work in the entertainment business.
No, I do not.
No, I think this is Katie Seagal. Is this Katie Seagal?
I'm an average middle-class citizen.
Is this Kathy
Native Californian,
Jimmy?
And
it's Kathy,
you know,
and Jimmy,
for
know
you to cast judgment on people that you don't even know.
Look, Kathy,
and to be an expert in something that you have no idea.
Is this Jennifer Love Hewitt? I'm joking now. I think this is Kathy Jimmy that I'm speaking to, though, Phil. Kathy, you're doing great work
no,
on King of the Hill.
I'm
and
sorry,
I want to say this to you. You,
no, you know what?
You are doing a disservice to the listeners.
You want to perceive people a certain way when you don't even give yourself half the credit as a critic.
And by the way, I'm sorry about Veronica's Closet. I love the show, but I want you to know.
I don't know who you're talking about. I think you're...
This is not Kathy Najimy that you're talking to. This is Shirley from Studio City.
No, it's Kathy. And I will say this. I think
it's
wrong
of you.
Well, I'm
so glad that he is so sure who he's talking to when he doesn't even want to listen to what anybody has
to say. And how was Brad Pitt's wedding? What I want, it's really wrong for you to pretend like you're just an average person and say you get into Spago's on a Friday night when you know those people out there will never get in.
You know?
Never get in.
You know, this is
a shame
that this person is psychotic and cannot even...
Roland, if you think this is Kathy...
I'm hearing you. You say you went there 25 times. Okay, I heard that. You
I've
went
been
on a Friday
there
night.
At least 25
okay,
times.
Okay, I heard that. You've been there
and
on a
And I am
Saturday
not
night.
Who you say that I am.
No, I know that this is either... I know it's either Melissa Hart or Kathy Najimy.
You know, you
I'm
really like
to
name drop, but I am neither one of those persons. No. I'm
but
sorry.
Again,
you're
well,
incorrect.
You know what? Then I take it back. I'm glad Veronica's Closet got canceled.
I never watched
All
it.
Right,
I
Shirley,
don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you. I know that you're Shirley. I know you're not Kathy Najimy. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show here. We're talking with Roland Schwinn. He is the food writer for Wine and Brie Monthly. Oh, get a load of you.
What?
Wine and Brie Monthly? Not Wine and Cheese. Wine and Brie.
You know something, Phil? There are people who appreciate a good ripened cheese. And I'm sorry that that has passed you by. But if Brie is not your thing, the better part of the day is just passing you by. And
hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, I want to taste something that I got out of the cat box. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show here on this Friday evening. It's a rainy Friday evening in Southern California and across the country. It's wintertime. And at the end of March, a famous restaurant in Hollywood called Spago is closing. Now, they do have one in Beverly Hills, but we've all had the Wolfgang Puck pizzas. In fact, there's that Virgin Megastore across the street on Sunset Boulevard. Do you know the one on Sunset? At Crescent Heights, and there's a Wolfgang Puck's in there, and you can go in and have the pizza and stuff like that. And they also...
Now, that is a good place for your listeners to go, Phil. Because that is...
Well, you're saying my listeners will never get into Spago because it's too high-rolling.
Yes, and I also want to make a statement here.
Well, let me introduce you, Roland. This is Roland Schwinn. He's a feature writer for Wine and Brie Monthly, a magazine.
I want to say that anybody who calls your show this evening claiming to have been in Spago is obviously a celebrity, and they are disguising their voice or otherwise trying to hide their identity, and I would very definitely hang up on them if I were you.
Well, I don't know that I agree with you. Here is Margaret. Margaret, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Margaret. How are you doing, dear?
I enjoy your program.
Thank you very much.
Sorry to see you.
Is this Jessica Tandy?
This man you have on, he makes me sick.
Jessica, how are you?
Pardon?
How are you, Jessica?
This is Margaret.
Margaret who?
Margaret Wilhart from Rialto.
Rialto?
Yes.
Just like the movie theater. Oh, I know who. It's Olympia Dukakis.
Well, just let the lady talk.
No, it sounds like... How are you, Olympia? You haven't worked since Moonstruck, and I am going to change that. I'm going to change that for you.
Just let the lady... Margaret, go ahead.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Sure, Margaret. Go ahead.
That guest you have is making me sick. Who run the broomstick up his butt? No one is better than another person in God's eyes.
Well, I go to Spago and I eat
Well, you just go to Spago's and nobody cares.
But you don't get to.
We've eaten Wolfgang Puck's.
Have you eaten
Wolf?
Yes.
And they taste like chicken feathers. So
wait,
thank you very
hold
much.
Hold on. Those are fighting words. You've just insulted Wolfgang Puck.
Isn't that sad?
Wolfgang Puck? Do you know who he is?
Oh, I know who he is.
Do you know what he's done for you?
No, I'm sure he's not done anything for me.
You don't like his food?
No.
It's kept you
I
alive?
Told you it tastes like chicken feathers.
You never had his... walnut and a gorgonzola pizza?
I didn't have him sample that, no.
Oh, then see, you blew it. You should have had that.
Maybe you should eat it until you burst.
I could. It's so delicious.
Well, there she goes.
What happened?
She hung up on you, smart mouth.
You know something, Phil? I was having a conversation.
You were calling her Jessica Tandy, and you were saying, how are you doing there, whatever the hell. Okay?
Phil, I don't really appreciate a very dear, dear man like Wolfgang Puck having his food compared to chicken dung or to...
She said chicken feathers.
She's a very polite lady. She meant chicken dung. And I find that to be very offensive.
Well, I would not say that it tastes like that, but anyway, Melissa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
First off, I'm not anybody this guy knows. So he better not even start calling me anybody else's name.
Don't tell me you've eaten a wolf at Spago.
You know what? I don't care to.
And I would appreciate not
anyway,
insulting Wolfie.
First off, I think you're wrong for judging people and saying that just because we don't have a name or money that we can't get into this place.
I'm telling you. You can tell me you can try.
Well, yeah. And if we don't get in, oh, damn, we didn't get in.
Yeah.
You
lose. You lose.
Well, at least we have the will to try, and we're not putting people down for trying.
Have you tried to get in yet?
You know what? No, I haven't. And you know why? Because, honestly, I don't have the money to fly over there.
You should
and
try to
get
in. You should try to get in. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, well, is it? Oh,
how much fun could it be to stand there like an idiot trying to get into a restaurant that may or may not... And you know what? I think you're doing a disservice to Wolfgang Puck Spago, because the one in Beverly Hills, it's probably easy to get into.
I'm sorry, my friend.
I bet you it's easy as pie to get into, and you're making a big deal out of nothing.
And Wolfgang would probably turn his nose up at the way you're talking about other people right now.
And this isn't Melissa Gilbert.
No, you know what? I wish it was.
Because I've missed your work greatly, if it is.
Oh, you know.
And if it isn't, I didn't care for her work at all. I'm joking. Melissa, just stick with where are you? Just stick with the barbecue and the wonderful the diner food that you eat. And I know you go you come home and you make yourself some tuna casserole, don't you?
Actually, no, I don't.
Don't you?
No, I make manicotti and stuff like that.
The early bird dinners can be very nice.
Yeah, you know, but you know, nothing is better than a home cooked meal.
Sure.
Hey.
Anyway, this has been really delightful, Phil. This is the reason why...
Why are you putting this lady down? She's right. There's nothing better than a home-cooked meal. Sounds very nice, Melissa. You make manicotti, huh?
How about some of that chicken fried steak? Yeehaw. You know, I really got to get
going. I'll tell you right now, I bet there's a bunch of stars out there that would eat my chicken fried steak.
Depends on what you mean by chicken fried steak.
Okay, that's out of line.
Well, she started it.
That's out of line. God, thank you very much for your call. I can hear that little boy.
A hungry little boy, and she's trying to get into Spago.
I heard some little kids say, Mommy. Look, well, you know, okay, so I'm sorry that I invited you on the show, so I guess the experience can't be explained to the slobs and the crumb bums that listen to my show, okay? And
you said it.
Well, you were the intimating it. You know, you're saying the experience is so sumptuous, it is such an ascent to Mount Olympus, that never in our wildest dreams will we ever be able to understand it. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm simply saying that it is Spago, your audience... No. You can't compare the two.
All right. Maybe I can't compare the two, but we can dream, huh? Marvin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I just had something to let this gentleman know.
How are you, Marvin?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How have you been?
Very good.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that we all are equal here, and just because your job title is what it is.
I'm a feature writer.
Okay, well, but the job that you're doing and we're just talking about or discussing right now, my thing is that you're at a privilege right now, and you should keep this in mind at any time. Your privilege could be taken away.
I don't understand.
Well, just because
you're... Do you know what Brie is?
Say again?
Do you know what Brie is? B-R-I-E.
Yes.
What is it?
Well, I guess in my point here...
Well, then you don't know.
Well,
Brie is a soft, ripened cheese. Now, if you don't know what Brie is, you're not going to enjoy Spago.
Well, that may
be... Have you ever had the Wolfgang Puck pizza? No.
Nope.
Have you ever been to the Wolfgang Puck store on at Crescent Heights? No. Have you ever been to the Spago?
Okay, the guy hasn't. We got it all set, all right?
Is this Lee Marvin?
What, say again?
Lee Marvin's dead.
That's right.
No, no.
Well, look at Marvin. You okay?
Yeah.
How are those Blue Jackets going?
I'm trying to say something, but you keep talking right over me.
No, I don't.
Yes, you are.
Wolfie would never break off our friendship.
Well,
So you're all wrong about that, Marvin.
I can't say that, but...
Marvin Hamlisch. Now I know who it is.
Actually,
right.
The last name is Hayes.
Marvin Hayes?
Yes.
Are you a homosexual?
All right. Get rid of both of these guys. Look, I'm not going into Spago. I'm, sorry. On the basis of that, I'm not going to Spago in Hollywood ever again. Oh, you mean it's closing in March? Well, that's right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
This is Joe Dickhead. This is Joe Dickhead high above the Las Vegas Strip with our NFL Pick of the Week.
And I'm the professor. If you call 213-251-3189, our special hotline, we'll give you our winners as we head into Super Bowl weekend.
That's right. Call that all-important number now, and we'll give you our winner. I love the Baltimore-New York game. I'm in love with it. I'm so in love with it that I absolutely, positively, without any doubt in my mind, have the winner of this Super Bowl. I know. I talked to God. God told me.
Call the hotline now. You all right, Joe?
Yeah.
Call the hotline now, 213-251-3189. get our better special and get our 2-for-1 on the NBA playoff action. Also, National Hockey League, plus women's basketball and pro wrestling. We've got the picks that'll make you the big dollars. Call the Joe Dickhead Hotline.
No doubt about it, we've got those winners, and you'll love them when you call our hotline. I love the Super Bowl game so much. I love the Baltimore Raven-New York Giant game so much. I guarantee, absolutely guarantee, you could put a blowtorch to my testicles, and I swear to God, I have the winner of this Super Bowl game.
Call our hotline now, 213-251-3189. He absolutely has the winner.
I swear to you, if I don't have the winner for this game, I will strip nude and run down any city street into the very highly populated minority sections of town, yelling racial epithets at the top of my lungs. That's how convinced I am.
He's crying now, so you know he's on the level. Joe Dickhead's NFL Pick of the Week. Call 213-251-3189. Also, when you call in, ask for our midseason NBA favorites, and we have National Hockey League predictions, too.
This is Joe Dickhead from Vegas. Let me just turn the music off.
What are you doing? This?
Just shut up. I swear I have the winner of this game. Never. I'll give you the final score. I know the final score. I know who's going to score.
Hold on for a minute, Jonah. You're scaring me. No, hold on. You're scaring me. Are you saying, what, did you have some vision or something? I mean,
well, what business are we in?
Well, I know we do football picks, you idiot, but I just pull them out of my ass. What are you talking about?
I don't know what it is. I knelt down last night and said my prayers before I went to bed.
Yeah?
And all of a sudden, a light shone through the window and showed me the way.
You telling me you got the score and who's going to score in this ball game?
You got it. You got it.
All right, hit the music. Go ahead, start screaming.
I swear to God, I got the winner!
Well, if I were you, I'd call that hotline because he sounds serious. He sounds as serious as a heart attack. 213-251-3189. Joe Dickhead swears to God he has the winner of this game.
This is Joe Dickhead with the NFL Pick of the Week. The Baltimore Ravens and the New York Giants in the Super Bowl. Don't miss our pick. Call that number now. Call. I said to call the number. Turn the music. Are you calling? Phil!
What?
Are you calling?
What, are you talking to me?
Yes!
I ain't calling nothing.
Then call!
All right, where's the phone? I'll call. I mean,
call!
I'm calling!
Just call that hotline now! You won't believe it!
Joe Dickhead is dead. He just died. A full cardiac arrest, thrombosis, the whole nine yards. But you can call anyway. I ain't paying off on any of the bets. But go ahead and call. Joe Dickhead. He's the man.
Yeah, this guy is a joke, man. I mean...
I'm a joke. Are you a football fan?
No. Yes,
okay.
I'm very much a football fan. I
watch football every Kansas City. Which team's in Kansas City?
The Chiefs.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they've been here ever since I've been around. But what I'm saying is this guy's got a heck of a story, because if your wife and another woman are, to use the vernacular, getting jiggy with it in front of you while the football game's on,
that's right.
That's a bigger football game than what they got on TV. Sorry, that's a whole lot more fun than what the football game's going to be.
Word up.
I mean,
yeah, let me tell, what's your name, Jim?
This is Jim.
Okay, Jim, I take my football very seriously. I don't know about you, all right?
Well, sure, you
live in Kansas City, so unfortunately you had a bad year with
your team. Well, yeah, they sucked this year.
All right,
I
had a bad
completely.
But I can tell you this. I take my football seriously. When I have the Super Bowl number 34 featuring Art Modell's Ravens against Wellington Mara's Giants.
Right.
And my wife is embarrassing herself with a strap-on.
Dude, you're embarrassing yourself by not taking advantage.
Taking advantage of what? I don't understand.
What her and this other girl is doing, that is... Any football fan in the world, that's going to be their fantasy.
Now you sound like my wife.
Sound like your wife. Well,
yes,
your wife is probably a... You know, she sounds like a fun gal in my book, so, you know.
Watch it, pal. That's my wife you're talking about.
Wait a minute. The guy's simply pointing out something to you.
He's saying... Oh, so what you're telling me is, if I'm getting you correctly, I'm supposed to get up out of my chair, and I'm supposed to go over to that bed and take my clothes off. Is that
it? If you're any kind of a man, brother, that's what you're going to be doing. Huh.
Boy, I feel sorry for you.
Hey, man, don't feel sorry for me. I'm white and 21, man, so don't feel sorry for me.
Oh, so you're the greatest football game of the year, and your wife is embarrassing herself with a dildo and a...
Okay, we got the story, all right?
Man, that's a bigger football game than any football. Gee, there's going to be more Super Bowls. But a chance like that only comes along once in a lifetime. You know, and I've been married to the same woman for 15 years. So.
I don't get what you're saying.
You don't understand what this guy's saying.
No, I do not. I
if you got a chance to do two women at once, you're going to watch football instead of do that. You got some problems, brother.
I don't get it.
He's telling you that if
you didn't get it,
your wife, your wife, and another.
Are you being smart with me? Is that it?
Yes, certainly.
My wife.
You've been putting down women the whole time.
Wait, I'm not putting women down. I'm saying I don't want them.
I've been married to the same woman for 15 years. I have seen women do some weird stuff. You know, I mean, you got to have your priorities straight. A crazy football game. Okay, it's a great game. I love to watch the men get out there and bust around.
All they
the
were doing, well, you think it's a big thing. All they had on a couple of teddies and they had this strap on. Big deal.
Well, yeah. Well, if they weighed 595 pounds apiece, it wouldn't be a big deal. But, you know.
No, they're actually about 120 each. Why?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it's...
How big is your...
My wife's about a 42D. Why?
Oh, come on!
Yeah. What size my wife is? She's...
My wife's a 42D, and...
Come on! And you'd rather watch the Ravens...
See, this is
What are you guys getting at?
What are we getting at?
Man, you have no feelings. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I just turned 37.
I'm 38 years old, man. I'm a year older than you are, and they wouldn't have to worry about it. She wouldn't be standing there more than 30 seconds before the clicker's in my hand, it's off, and I'm doing business. That's all I'm saying.
Right, I just want to be clear. You're watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Your wife comes in with another girl, and they're both in teddies, and they've got a strap on, and you'd rather be with them?
Yeah, damn straight.
Phil Hendry.
It's a very sad representation of Christianity.